As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
If anybody needs capable management teams for the future, it's the commercial banks, right? They're not going to go away. The business isn't going to go away.
It's not a sign that the economy is not prosperous, The fact that inflation's only 1%. I don't get it.
The fourth quarter was bad in terms of GDP. It wasn't bad in terms of jobs. In fact, it was fantastic in terms of job growth, and that's what's the most important.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Bloomberg Surveillance, Scarlett Fu in for Michael McKee on this Friday morning. I'm Tom Keene. We welcome all of you. Bloomberg 1200 Boston, Bloomberg 99.1 FM, Washington, Bloomberg 1130 New York. Good early morning. Out in San Francisco, the Bay Area, Bloomberg 960, we say. Good morning as well. A retail focus in this hour. Honored to bring you Howard Davidovitz, who's really been really quite good on the challenges of retail. Boy, did he get out front of the challenges of Macy's and Kohl's and others. And we'll talk to him, get an update on the pulse of retail America. First, though, we look quickly at foreign exchange. The Forex Brief this morning brought to you by Interactive Brokers, winner of FX Week's 2015 award for the best retail Forex trading platform. Visit IB at IB. KR.com/Forex. Yen 113.39, weaker yen 3 days in a row. Euro under 110, 109.74. Euro weakness, dollar strength off GDP movement. A little better GDP number than expected. I think we'll leave it there this morning. I mean, sterling 139.63, doing better. And as well, David, I don't want to rip up your script, but Gap needs a miracle. Right. I mean, if we're going to have Howard on retail, can you start with Gap, or is there something more important than Gap this morning?
Well, we can start there. Why not? I mean, they need something, no question. Gap shares down about 2% in early trading. The largest U.S.-focused apparel retailer, that's Gap's claim to fame. They expect earnings for the current fiscal year to be $2.25 a share at best, the high end of Gap's forecast range, trailed analyst average estimate in a Bloomberg survey by 19 cents. And then you have JCPenney, which is up more than 14% in early trading. The department store chain's fourth quarter profit and sales topped analyst estimates, at least the ones we surveyed here at Bloomberg. And the results showed Penny Chief Executive Marvin Ellison is making progress in turning around the company. Looking beyond retail, you've got Kraft Heinz up 5.5%. The food maker's fourth quarter earnings and sales beat estimates. Kraft Heinz, of course, formed last year in a deal orchestrated by private equity firm 3G Capital and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. So they're among the winners in response to those results. Monster Beverage, though, down 5%. The energy drink maker's profit and revenue trail the average estimates for the third time in the past four quarters. Some more well-received earnings reports. You've got the networking software maker Palo Alto Networks up 7.5%. The data analysis software maker Splunk up 16%.
Splunk,
S-P-L-K is the ticker, up 16.5%. And Stamps.com up 24.5%, all in response to well-received results. Southwestern Energy, though, down 11.5%.
Right.
The shale producer with a fourth-quarter loss as revenue trailed estimates. And then you have SunEdison. A lot of pieces to this story. Stocks up 30% in early trading. Hedge fund manager David Tepper's attempt to block the company's proposed purchase of Vivint Solar was turned away by a Delaware judge. He ruled that Tepper's Appaloosa management couldn't prove the deal hurts investors in SunEdison's Terraform power unit. Now, Vivint Solar up 37.5% in early trading. Appaloosa has a 9.5% stake in Terraform, and that stock is down 8.5%.
Couple more.
Weight Watchers International down 28%. The weight loss company that partnered with Oprah Winfrey last October
Where's that?
Reported an unexpected fourth quarter loss. The number of active subscribers dropped 4.8%. And finally, Republic Airways Holdings, that stock down 82%, 62 cents a share. The regional jet owner filed for bankruptcy. Republic cited the effect of a lack of pilots during a contract dispute last year.
David Wilson, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And now we bring in Howard Davidovitz of Davidovitz Associates, who has given us just terrific perspective and way out front. Gap stores, just as one example, folks. I'll put the chart out on Bloomberg Radio Plus. Basically, it's made up 80% of the success coming out of 4 or 5 years ago. Howard, how bad is it out there? I want you to give me a reasoned analysis of the state of retail getting out of the ugly spring. They get to summer, and they've got to regroup for back to school. What's the strategy?
Well, for Gap, they're in a segment that is almost all bad. American Eagle Outfitters, Guess.
So it's not just Gap.
Yeah, I mean, every in the apparel chain business, Abercrombie, you're going to find very few Aeropostale. You're going to find very few winners, and almost all losers. J. Crew, a disaster. So they're in a business where everybody is in collapse, including them. The good news about the Gap is they're richer than everyone else. Their balance sheet is a monster, sitting with $1 billion in cash, no debt. So this is a powerhouse company that is not going away. They're still making money. They have positive cash flow. They got lots of money. They just keep closing stores, and their future is uncertain. That's right. The problem with the Gap.
A little headline coming out. We'll have more on this. Honeywell offers $108 per share to, quote, re-engage with UTX. That's away from Howard Davidovitz's expertise, but certainly important. UTX surging from 87 up to 98, and the new wager is up another $10. Scarlett, quickly.
No, I wanted to get to Howard on, in terms of what we see across the retailers is this idea that these companies are big on promotions. When do we or do we ever start to see margin expansion?
Well, we never. As long as you've got poverty doubling in the last 7 years, which, of course, has been what we had, 1 out of 12 in poverty. We now have 1 out of 6 in poverty 7 years later. As long as you've got that, Scarlett, across America, as long as Macy's is now building discount stores, as long as Nordstrom's fastest growth is discount stores, as long as Saks' fastest growth is discount stores, as long as TJ Maxx is the most powerful apparel retailer in the United States by far, and as long as traditional malls are closing,
yeah,
and as long as the middle class is decimated, you got a smaller and smaller piece of America with money, and the aspirational middle class is killed forever because of our debt and everything else. It's not going to change. So retailing has changed forever, and price will be more important forever. Bed Bath & Beyond, can you imagine is thinking of giving up coupons? Because
sacrilege.
Their margin is down. It's unbelievable.
Sacrilege. Well, speaking of Bed Bath & Beyond, one of its rivals, certainly on the higher end, would be Restoration Hardware. One thing I found very interesting is the commentary from the CEO, Gary Friedman.
Yep.
He talked about how a bear market wouldn't be all bad news for the company because it could bring lower real estate prices, which would help the chain. Is that the future?
Oh, I think that's one of the craziest comments I ever. Look, Gary Friedman is a brilliant guy. He is a groundbreaking guy. He's done the most exciting thing in furniture in 50 years. There's no one like him, right?
Okay, fine.
Now, if you take that explanation of the real estate, that's a little loony. It'll take years to change the real estate price. But he gave 50 reasons. Here's the real one of the key reasons that happened to him.
Please.
He's in a business that's out on the fashion edge. That's what made him so great. Now, when you go out on the fashion edge and the slightest ripple happens, you're screwed. And that he's in that kind of a business.
Did he expand too quickly? You've seen this a million times, Howard.
He did. This is Gary Friedman. This guy is going wild. He's opening up giant. He's doing
okay.
Everything.
Are there elements here of an Abercrombie & Fitch where a dominant magnetic CEO gets out in front of trends or his P&L?
Yes, possibly. But this guy has done so much good stuff. All right. I'm hesitant to say that yet, because he's created a miracle. I mean, he's changed his entire industry. Since Home Depot, we've never had anything like this. The invention of Home Depot. And okay. Home Depot 15 years ago tried okay. to do this and threw away $500 million and liquidated.
Howard, we're going to go to break and move forward. Very quickly, Howard, we saw Home Depot and Lowe's with solid same-store sales. Can your world of retail pull over the Home Depot excellence?
Yeah, I look, the home sector, they're the kings of the home sector. Now, if you look at some other people in the home sector, they're not so fantastic. But clearly Home Depot and Lowe's have the formula. And here's the difference between Restoration Hardware and Home Depot. Home Depot sells what you have to have. Ace Hardware's doing great. They sell what you have to have. Lowe's sells what you have to have. You don't have to have anything in Restoration Hardware. You don't have to have it. So he's and when the market gets volatile, anything like Restoration Hardware is going to be
okay. Hurt. Howard, this is phenomenal. Stay with us. Howard Davidovitz with us. You heard his support of Mr. Friedman over at Restoration Hardware, which has been a modest implosion, to say the least.
Futures. When was the last time you set foot into a Restoration Hardware?
I've not been in the store, but I do things off their website. I think they're just, I don't know what they do. The furniture's too big.
I know. I've seen the ceiling fan picture on your website, on your internet site.
Yeah.
All right, let's check in with John Tucker for the news headlines. John?
All right, Scarlett, Donald Trump spent 8 months marching a parade of insults over any and all detractors. Marco Rubio survived by staying mostly on the sidelines. Rubio suddenly and urgently emerged from the shadows last night to hammer the front runner. The House considering a bill that would reverse the ban on the sale or import of ivory products, undoing U.S. Fish and Wildlife rules that were intended to halt the decline in wild elephant populations. And the conventional wisdom was that California, especially the southern part of the state, would be awash this winter with rain in the valleys and deep snow in the mountains. El Nino is on the way to save the day. Well, a California hydrologist now says the water supply forecast for the spring period is falling like a stone. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus around the world. I'm John Tucker, Scarlett, and Tom.
John, thank you so much. Futures up 11, Dow Futures up 104. Tom Keene and Scarlett Fu on your Friday edition of Bloomberg Surveillance Worldwide.
Market Drivers brought to you by your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer. When it comes to winter elements, put your best four wheels forward with Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC all-wheel drive. Visit your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer for a test drive today. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.